Greetings, fellow chocoholics, and welcome to Chocolate Habit, your weekly review of ethical chocolates from around the world. I'm your host and curator, Max Gandy, founder of DameCacao.com. Let's dive right into this week's habit.
Today we're tasting Lily Bell Farms Sunshine Dream 45% Buttermilk Milk Chocolate. It just says bean to bar milk chocolate, but what's interesting about this bar is that it is made with buttermilk powder. And it says limited edition handcrafted chocolate. I agree with the latter, but the former, I've actually been seeing this bar for at least 4 years because I first tried it at the Northwest Chocolate Festival 4 years ago. And I've still seen it occasionally since, but I haven't had the chance to try it until now. Lily Bell is based in Central Point, Oregon, or Oregon, depending on where you're from. And this is a very bright bar indeed. It is bright yellow packaging with a little purple sort of angel wings-like emblem at the top, denoting that it is indeed from Lily Bell. I remember the owner behind this brand being very enthusiastic, a bit eccentric, but overall very excited about his chocolate. And I'm also excited about it. Again, it's been almost half a decade since I tried this bar, but it's still one of the more unique milk chocolates sticking in my mind because most makers still aren't using buttermilk or goat's milk or anything other than maybe skim or full cream or cream powder, buttercream powder. So it's got a uniqueness factor going for it beyond just the bright but sort of typical rectangular packaging. It's very hippie-like. Reminds me of images of the 60s and 70s. There's quite a bit of ingredients as well. The ingredients are cacao beans, cane sugar, powdered buttermilk, non-fat powdered milk, cane sugar, butter, cocoa butter, and vanilla. So about half the ingredients by number are actually milk. So opening up the bright yellow packaging, inside there's gold foil. The gold just keeps on coming. It's a pretty heavy gold foil as well. Aluminum on the inside. And the bar itself is gorgeous. It's well tempered and it's a pretty dark brown color considering that it's a 45% milk chocolate. It's like quite dark. But it has a beautiful Lily Bell sort of angel logo all across the front and otherwise is completely flat. So there's no pre-broken parts. And it's quite a thick bar. Oh, it smells... Oh, I want to say it smells like candy. Like milk chocolate candy. But sugary. Like cooked sugar candy. Not like overly sweet and artificial. But like if you took cooked sugar candy and you combined it into a milk chocolate. Almost like caramelly, but more overtly sweet caramel. It's also got this, I guess it's described on the back as tangy, and I have to agree. It's got this tangy note with this caramelly cooked sugar flavor. As I said a second ago, it's really thick. It's got a super hard snap, and immediately upon putting it into your mouth, it's got this super soft melt and a very strong, tangy sort of milk and caramel and I sort of want to say hay flavor, but not unpleasant. Like, it's a good thing. It's more complex overtones, but with this pretty strong milk chocolate sweet undertone, that really makes me want to grab another bite sort of immediately, even before I finish the bite that's in my mouth. It's like really good fudgy brownies made with some secret ingredient that you just can't really put your finger on. I sit here almost a minute later with the flavor still pretty strongly in my mouth, so it's a very long, lingering, happily lingering finish if you can manage to not take another bite immediately.
If you like this week's episode, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review for us on whatever platform you choose to download your podcasts on. I hope you have a wonderful week. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.